Gretchen, Gretchen Dakenbring, Dakenbring, 5/12/73, 7/18/24, chief complaint, cough, congestion, fever, headache, nausea, diarrhea, leg pain, arm pain. Our patient is a 51-year-old woman, recently spent 4 days in the hospital in May because of hypotension. Patient has POTS disease, was placed on amiodarone and then some kind of beta blocker to control her heart rate, period. In a paragraph, they just came back from the cruise. Their son has COVID-19. He was with them as well. Now she's having trouble with issues that was mentioned above, period. Me paragraph, mistaken bring, weighs 134 pounds now compared to previous visit that took place 3 months ago. She's her weight's about up 6 pounds, period. Review of system as above. Her medication, she's on Midrin, M-I-D-O-D-R-I-N-E, 10 milligram 3 times a day, folic acid, 400 milligram 3 tablets a day. Alprazolam, 1 milligram, 1.5 tablet at bedtime. Baclofen, 10 milligram, PRN. Fluorocortef, 0.1 milligram once a day for adrenal insufficiency. CORLANOR5/5, 1 tablet BID. Tramadol, 50 milligram BID. Prozac, 20 milligram a day. Lyricard, 100 milligram, 2 tablets BID, and triptan, 25 milligram PRN for headaches. Surgery, or medical problems, POTS disease, hypotension, anxiety, history of fractured tailbone in the past, surgery, hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, gastric bypass surgery, left knee surgery, C-spine surgery, L-spine surgery, social, no smoking, no drinking, lives with her husband, has one child, family history, mom died of melanoma, under the care of a dermatologist, dad's doing okay, colonoscopy's up to date, mammograms up to date, allergies, Zofran, patient's alert, awakened, no distress, 134 pounds, 98%, 98.8, 2075, 104 over 70, heart positive, smoke positive, still lungs, bronchi, abdomen soft, next week, JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema, neurological non-focal, chest x-ray shows right-sided, atelectasis versus pneumonia, number one. Number two, positive COVID. Number three, because of the numerous medications and the interactions, after much discussion with patient, we decided to treat her with Z-Pak, Medrol, Dospak, Rocephinogram, and Decadron, 10 milligram. Next number, if she needs to get on Paxlovid, we need to stop a lot of the medication. Next number, reevaluate in 24 hours. Next number is no work for 5 days. Next number is cough. Next number is congestion. Next number is atelectasis. Next number is hypotension on Midrodin, M-I-D-R-O-D-I-N-E. Next number is tachycardia.
Question for you. Are you taking a B12 shot because you had the bypass surgery? You need to be because of the bypass surgery.
My B12 got really, really high and it took me off of it.
But was it really high? How often were you taking it?
I was taking it daily.
Oh, no, not daily, baby.
Maybe I don't remember it.
It has to be like once a month. So keep an eye on it. Just check it.
I know he's going to do it on my blood work again. Well, okay. Tomorrow now, but.
All right. As long as they're watching it, because that's very important.
Thank you.
Call me tomorrow.
Yeah.
Next number is Bonfadm for cough. Next number is tolerated injections well. Next number is chronic pain. Next number is carotid stenosis minimal. Next number is vertigo severe related to hypotension under treatment. Next number is cough. Next number is congestion. Next number is shortness of breath. Next number is OSATs 98%. Next number is no need to go to the hospital. Next number is POTS disease, POTTS disease. Next number is nausea. Next number is no issues with liver on the sonogram. Next number, blood work is up to date for a cardiologist. Next number is under B12 supplementation since she had a gastric bypass. Next number is discuss findings with patient at length before leaving. Next number, add albuterol 2 puffs 4 times a day as well.